one of the fathers stood up and asked, you know, did his son suffer? Did his son die instantly? You know, stuff like that. That it just brings it all home, like how difficult it must be for them every day. Because they don't know, they want to stress how important it is that they find out exactly everything that happened. And until they do that, they can't let their children go. They can't be satisfied with the inquest until they find out every detail.
The solicitor, Kieran McLaughlin, he objected to the inquest, as you say, going ahead.
Yeah.
Because he also wanted Sean Kelly to be there.
Yeah.
But he also said that we were only getting an edited version of witness statements.
Yeah, one of the things that Mr. McLaughlin raised was that he had been given the entire book of evidence, which contained over 200 witness statements, and they were taken by the Gardaí at the time, and he claimed that the witness statements that were being read out, that were being read out were edited. He claimed that things had been left out, and that the Gardaí were basically trying to control the inquest, but Dr. Mann said that he's the one that called the witnesses. He said that he called 14 witnesses to the inquest, so the families were then given a copy of their depositions. They could read over them.
A number of the family members, Katie, asked for a witness to appear who had been on the road seconds before the crash.
Yes, one of the witnesses that had been part of the 14, which Dr. Madden had called, was Mrs. Anne McGilloway. She was essentially, as the families could see it, she was the last person to see, you know, the boys who were in the eight car, the eight that were in the one car. She was the last person to see them alive because her and Sean Kelly had a collision prior to the fatal collision. So she was one of the witnesses called, but it was revealed then at the outset of the inquest yesterday that Mrs. McGilloway wasn't available to come to the inquest. So the families, they wanted her to be able to tell them in person, you know, what happened. So they want to hear her evidence. So they're sort of saying that they don't mind waiting until Mrs. McGilloway is ready or until she is available, you know, to come and give evidence because they feel that it can't go on without her.
Right, just for clarification, there were seven in the vehicle and one other person died in another car.
In the one vehicle, but there was eight in the one vehicle because Sean Kelly was the driver,
yes,
so he was eight.
Yeah, seven people died in that vehicle.
Yeah.
So there seemed to be a feeling, just reading between the lines, Katie, that members of the families were saying, we want the truth here, almost as if they felt they weren't going to get it.
Yeah, I suppose there is a bit of that feeling, but from the family's point of view, they don't know. They've never had a trial. As far as they're concerned, this is their trial, even though it's not a trial. A trial has been, you know, they've never had a trial, so they don't know a lot of the background. They don't know what happened. You know, all they can get is from what other people have told them, but they want to know the full truth now, so it's very important to them. Like, you know, Eamon Sweeney, Kieran Sweeney's father, he stood up and says, like, you mightn't think that this is important to you, but we need to know every minute detail. They want to know exactly what happened. So, you know, it's so important to them to have, you know, total transparency throughout the whole inquest. And they says that the inquest can't proceed unless they feel, and Dr. Madden said this a number of times too, that the inquest will not be doing its duty if they leave feeling that they don't know everything that they need to know. They need to be satisfied. He says it's impossible for them to be happy with the outcome of the inquest, but they at least need to be satisfied and they at least need to be content that they know the whole truth once the inquest is over.
And Katie, some of the witness statements that were heard yesterday would have been statements that we've heard from the court case involving Sean Kelly. For instance, some of the witnesses who described the noise of the car, the massive sound of the car revving its engine and then speeding off and that type of thing.
Yeah, a number of those statements were read out in the coroner's court. There was three witness statements read out that sort of detailed the prior, you know, the in and around the Clonmany and seeing them driving off at speed type of thing. There was a Mr. James Gallagher, he's from Derry, he gave evidence, he was there in person and he gave evidence as to what he seen. He was travelling from Ballyliffin to towards Derry, so towards Buncrana. So he was travelling in the same direction, essentially, as Sean Kelly when he noticed that this black car, he said it was either a Bora or a Passat, came right up, we now know it to be a Passat, came right up behind him very quickly. He believed that the car was driving at excessive speed and that it was driving recklessly, but it came up very quickly behind him and slowed down and stayed behind him for a few seconds before overtaking him. So he gave evidence of this. He then came across Mrs. McGilloway as well, because on round the corner then he came across Mrs. McGilloway, which was the first car to be hit, and then round the next bend he came across the crash scene itself. So he was the one that called the emergency services as well, so he gave evidence on that and how, you know, distressing it was at the time.
He said he got out of his car and he heard a hissing noise before discovering two cars in a ditch. And he said that he asked his wife to call the emergency services. The Gardaí arrived in 10 minutes and he left the scene as his wife was very distressed.
Yeah, so that's his involvement, because a number of the family members were asking him as well, was this person or was that person, was anyone alive? And he said that it was down in the ditch. He said he'd seen one person of what he thought was a female hanging out of the car. He now knows that it wasn't a female, but he thought it was at the time. But he, at that stage, he grabbed the phone in a panic and tried to call the Gardaí, and the Gardaí informed him not to touch anything and not to move anyone, and that they were there a short time later, and then the emergency services, so they all took over. He said he didn't go near the crash. It was down on the ditch, was down embedded in the embankment, he said, so he didn't go near the actual car itself.
So what happens now, Katie?
Well, what happens now is that it's resuming now this morning, the inquest, and I suppose we will find out if the report is going to be accepted or not. And it could be a long one. It could be adjourned. It could possibly be adjourned today, you know, because the Stephen Byrne, he's the barrister representing the Garda Commissioner, he says that if this report, which is an engineer's report, sorry, from Sean Kelly's team, which has been introduced, so Dr. Madden is considering this report. So Stephen Byrne, the barrister for the Garda Commissioner, he says that if this report is brought in, then they will need to go then and get their own engineer and their own engineer's report, you know, from the scene. So it could prolong things, but the family stressed very much throughout that they are happy waiting for as long as it ticks, as long as they find out everything that happened.